A bright says, if someone shechted an animal and at the beginning of the shechita blood splattered onto a melon of truma that was detached from the ground, Rabbi says it becomes mukhshar, and Chia says it's a safek. Rabbi Shaya said, since we have machlekes, who should we follow? We should rely on Rabbi Shimon, who says that if it's a shechita that makes the animal mukhshar, not the blood, and therefore the melon would not become mukhshar from the blood. Rabbi Papa said, everyone agrees if the blood was on the melon from the beginning to the end of the shechita, it would be mukhshar. They argue when the blood was wiped off the melon between the shechita of the first siman and the second siman. Rabbi holds the act of shechita is from the very beginning of the cutting until the end, and the blood is therefore considered to be blood from shechita, which he holds as mukhshar. Rabbi Chia holds that only the end of the shechita is considered to be a shechita, and the blood from an earlier point in the cutting is considered to be blood of a wound, and it's not machshir. If so, why does Rav Chiya say it's a safek? He means that it remains a safek until the end of the shechita. If the blood is still on the melon and at the end of the shechita, it's machshir. If not, it will not be machshir. Based on this vector, what did Rav Shaya mean that Rav Chiya holds like Rav Shimon? In fact, Rav Chiya holds that blood of shechita is machshir. Rav Shimon says it's not. Furthermore, they agree in the case of where the blood was wiped off before the end of the shechita, each for a different reason, but they both agree that the blood would not be machshir. Therefore, in that case, it's two of them who say it's not machshir. Only Rebbe says it's machshir. That's what Rebbe Shai says. We don't follow Rebbe. Rav Ashi said that Rechia means it remains a suffix forever. Rechia means that when the blood is wiped off the middle of the shechita, it's a suffix because he's unsure whether the shechita begins at the beginning of the cutting or it's only at the end. Therefore, he says it's a suffix and the melon of truma may not be eaten, but it should not be burned either. Based on this, what does Rabbi Shaya mean that Rav Chiya holds like Rav Shimon? In fact, Rav Chiya holds a suffix. Rav Shimon says it's definitely not machshir. And furthermore, they do agree that the melon may not be burned. Therefore, in that respect, it's the two of them against Rebbe who says that it should be burned. That's what Rabbi Shaya says. We don't follow Rebbe. Furthermore, Rav Shlokesh asks, if a dry piece of mincha touches something that's tamei, does the piece only become tamei itself, or could it make other things tamei as a rishon and sheni as well? Do we say that something that becomes muchshir based on becoming kodesh becomes muchshir only to tamei itself, or even to tamei other things as well? And for tomorrow, Balazar said the pasuk says that only food that comes into contact with water becomes mukhshir. In fact, Rav Shlokesh agrees that food that comes in contact with water becomes mukhshir. His question was whether food of kodesh becomes mukhshir to the same extent as food that came into contact with water. And for tomorrow, Balazar was dashing an extra pasuk. The pasuk already says v'chiyut mayim alzera. So why does he have to say mikol ha'oichel asher yo'achel? Presumably, he comes to exclude food of kodesh from becoming mukhshir to the same extent as food that came into contact with water. Mar says not a valid proof. One pasuk is needed to teach that this applies to tumas mace. Another pasuk is needed to teach it applies to tumas sheretz. If we only taught regarding tumas mace, we would say it's only in that case that it first has to be mukhshir, since a mace doesn't give off tumah the size of a lentil. But sheretz, it does give off the size of a lentil. Maybe it can make something tumah even if the food is not first mukhshir. If we only taught regarding tumas sheretz, we would say that only gives off tumah if the food is first mukhshir, because it can't give off tumah till the last of 7 days. But a mace that does, maybe it makes something tumah even if the food was not first mukhshir. That's why both pasukim are needed. Rabbi Yosef asked, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that the animal becomes mukhshir from the shechita. Presumably this means that it becomes fully mukhshir, even to the point of making other things tamei as well. This refutes Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi said, Rabbi Shimon may mean that we treat it as such a drabbonon. Rabbi Lazar was discussing the halacha d'oraisa. Rabbi Zeira asked, the Braisa says that Hillel agreed that with Shammai that grapes in a basket that were being harvested, which have juice running from them, is considered to be mukhshir l'kabel tamei, even though the owner doesn't want this liquid to leave the fruits, and is therefore not considered to be food that came in contact with water. Mar said that's deemed mukhshir d'rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar was discussing the halacha d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef asked Abaya, you answered both questions by saying that d'rabbanan is treating as d'rabbanan is treated as mukhshir. If so, why don't you say the same thing to Rish Lakish's question and say that d'rabbanan something of kodesh is treated as being fully mukhshir? Abaya said Rish Lakish agrees d'rabbanan is treated as fully tamei. His question is only whether that is true also d'oraisa, in which case the tamei food would have to be burned, or maybe it's only d'rabbanan, in which case it wouldn't be burned. In fact, Abaya's answer suggests that something of kodesh becomes mukhshir d'oraisa, and the only question Rish Lakish had was whether it could even make other things tamei d'oraisa. Where do we see that something that of kodesh is considered to be mukhshir d'oraisa? It can't be from the pasuk regarding shlomo, which says v'habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei. It says it may not be eaten because for the following reason. Because how did it become mukhshir? It can't mean that it became mukhshir from the blood. Because Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan dash in the pasuk to teach the blood of kodesh is not mukhshir. It can't mean that it became mukhshir from the water used to wash the carbon meat. Because Rabbi Yosef, son of Chanina, said that the meat, the waters that pass, that those waters that are used over there don't pass tumah to anything and are also not machshir. Rather, you're going to have to say it became mukhshir just from the fact it was kodesh and would therefore seem to be the source for Rish Lakish. However, Zakhti Gemara, that can't be the source, because the pasuk may be referring to a carbon that was walked through a river to get to the Beis HaMikdash and was shechted when it was still wet from the river, and that water dripped onto the meat. Maybe that's why it's mukhshir. Rather, furthermore, the source is from the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says v'habasa, which comes to include wood and levoina as being able to become tamei. Now, wood levoina, not edible. So why should it become tamei? it must be that it's because they're Kodesh, they become Mukshir, because they're Kodesh, and they're treated as foods for purposes of Tumah. Similarly, foods of Kodesh become Mukshir even if they never came into contact with water, simply based on the fact that they're Kodesh. As Mara says, it was regarding such items that became Mukshir just from being Kodesh or Shlokosh, asked whether they only become Tumah themselves or whether they can give off Tumah, make other things Tumah as well. So what's the answer? The Mara leaves this question with a teku.